Word of God. By way of Pastor Camp, amen. We're gonna, let's greet him with a hearty praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I know he's preparing for something to be out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Can we all say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Well, how many really believe that he rose in glory?
Yes.
All power and authority. He conquered our enemies. And he put them under our feet. That's what you ought to be praising the Lord right there. He conquered our enemies. And he put them under our feet. So we do bless the Lord today for being here in church one more time. Thank God for blessing my wife.
Amen.
Fighting, pressing our way through. I live with her, so I know the challenge. Amen. But God is a good God.
Yes.
I was speaking with Pastor Harper on Monday at the cookout, and I was telling him, he was asking about how she was doing. I said, she's pressing her way, Pastor. I said, we know, we don't complain. We thank God, because for 43 years, God's been blessing her.
Yes.
I was a man, MS didn't make it 10 years. But look what God has done.
Amen.
We didn't do it, but God did. So we do bless the Lord, we thank God. We thank God for all of you being here today.
Amen.
Minister Anthony, I think you worked everybody a little too hard yesterday. Nevertheless, we do bless the Lord. So many are missing, they worked so hard yesterday, they took the day off. That's reverse, they don't work hard today and take yesterday off. But nevertheless, we bless the Lord, we thank God. Can we all give Minister Anthony and his crew a hand for the bar? So I didn't make it to 5, but I didn't make it to 6. But we do bless the Lord. You know, it takes all of us to do our part.
Amen.
We have such a large event. And one of the blessings of the whole thing is a lot of the community leaders that came, which you all weren't aware of, just said how marvelous it is that you do something like this for free.
Yes.
So they do community events, they do always a cost. Amen. So Minister Anthony, Carol, Sister Maria, Evangelist Bloomfield, who else is on your committee?
Yeah.
We praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the old song said, every realm goes higher and higher. So we believe in the Lord to do great things. But we're not doing this just for entertainment. But the Bible said that the church ought to be a light, our city is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. We thank God for Gene. He came here Friday night after work.
Yes,
he came yesterday. Till his car has to be regularities. But Brother Gene's car has to be regularities. His arm kept blowing. He kept saying, I'm pushing the bed. But nevertheless, let's just thank God for all that he did. All of you that were here, all of you all know that you were here. I ain't gonna call out no more names. If we call out names, you get in trouble. We just thank God for everybody that was here.
Amen.
And the sacrifice. It takes all of us doing what we do to accomplish what we accomplish. And many of the larger churches are amazed. They say, I don't know how you all can do so much for such a small group.
Amen.
But we say, don't look at the people, look at who's behind the people.
Yes,
so we accomplish what we accomplish not because of us, but we accomplish it because of God. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I want to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. This morning, which will be coming, I mentioned it last week, but I want to go further to the book of Habakkuk. We're going to read verses 16 through 19 of the third chapter of Habakkuk. And last week, our message was on what?
Joy.
Our message was on what?
Joy.
So I was going to change. God said, I didn't tell you to be joy. So we read that to joy again. And it's wonderful when you hear from God and say what God wants you to say. Amen. So we're going to read verses 16 through 19. Amen. And we still have joy. Everybody still have joy? Verse 16 reads, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered, and the voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his truth. Now back and say, we're in trouble. Anybody needs to like to be in trouble? Amen. Things are happening all around us. He said, we're in trouble. Amen. He said, we're in distress. We need God's help. But he said, even though I'm in trouble, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no in trouble, in distress, in affliction, in a famine. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. He said, yet. Lord, we bless you today. Can we all say, yet?
Yet.
Will I rejoice in the Lord? I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is not by might nor by power, but is by his spirit. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on the string instrument. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, if we had a thousand tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for how good you've been. Lord, if we thank you right now, in history, you've done so much great. Lord, if we thank you in this moment, if we go back 10 seconds, you've kept us. So, Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we praise you today. Lord, we thank you that we have a mind to look unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of God. Lord, we thank you today for being our perfect example for what it means to have joy. And Lord, we ask you to continue to speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, speak to our souls. And for this we thank you in the church in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So in the 16th verse, Habakkuk has a vision of the prophecy of the troops that were coming from the north, for how the Babylonians were going to come and completely waste Judah. And he sees this, and it was so such a horrible event. He said, when I heard, he said, my belly trembled. He's talking about being in trouble. He said, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. He said, what I perceived in the spirit was so distressing, was so bad. He said, rottenness entered into my bones. And I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. He said, because I know the truth is going to invade this place. So he looks in the future and he sees trouble. He sees distress. He sees anguish. Amen. And he doesn't do like many of us might do when we don't know how to get deliverance. He goes back and says, well, even though all of this is going to happen, he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom. You know what? When the trees don't blossom, that means you're in a famine. That means you don't have food to eat. He says, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield they in a famine. He said, we're in a bad situation. We're in distress. He says, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. You know what he said? In essence, we don't have nothing. We're in trouble. Verse 18, he says, yet I will, rejoice. I will join in the God of, he didn't say I'll rejoice in salvation. You know what, in essence, what he said? He said, even though things look hard, even though I see in the spirit things are bad, he said, I still got joy. I still got a praise. I still got a hallelujah. And I can still lift my voice. Well, he said, Habakkuk, how can you still have joy? Because God is with me. God is in my midst. And if God permits it to happen, how many know everything God allows you to get into, God also goes out to you, get you out of it. If God allowed it to happen, and I'm not sure what your distress is, what your trouble is today, God can get you out of it. So our message today, coming out of this 18th verse, is it can't steal my joy. Your end won't be somebody else's end. But right now, you can look at that end that's been trying to steal your joy. Don't let it steal your joy. Well, what is it? It might be a financial problem. Don't let it steal your joy. It might be a crisis situation that the family's in. Don't let it steal your joy. End is a two-letter word, but it encompasses a whole lot. Yeah. So I don't know, every last one of us got a different edge. Every one of us got a different situation that we're dealing with. But it can't steal my joy. He says, then will I rejoice. Now rejoice that he used here is the Hebrew word alas, A-L-A-Z. And it means to exalt. It means to jump for joy. Anybody got some trouble? How can Habakkuk be in trouble? He said, I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump for joy. How can you jump for joy, Habakkuk, when you're in trouble? Because I'm not looking at where I am, but I'm looking for where God is taking me. I'm not looking at the situation for what it is, because I trust in God. And because I trust in God, I'm going to jump for joy. This means I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to have a good time. Now, if you're dealing with the world says, how can you have joy in the midst of trouble? We heard Minister Simon testify earlier about how he and his family, that includes us, how he and his family were in the hospital for the last 3 weeks of his son's life. But we still had joy. We still praise God. If we shed tears, he didn't say you don't shed no tears, but on the inside, we know who holds everything. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but guess what? I know who holds tomorrow. And because I know who holds tomorrow, I have joy. I have a praise.
You're not celebrating where you are. You're not celebrating.
condition. You don't have joy for what's happening right now in your life, but you have joy because God is your deliverer. God is your waymaker. How many know God can make a way where there is no way? So why do you have joy? I have joy. The Bible says I don't just have joy, but I have joy unspeakable and full of glory. How can you have joy? Because I know who holds my future. So there's something about being in God's presence that nothing in this world, nothing in this life can ever even come close to. So the reason a lot of us don't have joy is because when things get bad, we run from God. When things get bad, you gotta run to God. Because L-A-Z means to celebrate God. Not celebrate the conditions, not celebrate the trouble, but you're celebrating God. You say, well, why would I celebrate God when God allowed this to happen? Amen. Because going unto God are all the reasons for why he allowed us to go through things. I promise sometimes we get so self-sufficient when you got out.
Right.
We get so self-sufficient. You know, because we've been talking ever since we were little children. You got to make things happen for yourself. You can't just wait for things to happen. Listen, none of us can wait to make anything happen without God. For Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. So self-sufficiency is not the answer to your situation. It's God's sufficiency. Because God's sufficiency incorporates self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency leaves God out. So the minute you try to fix things your way, it get worse. You know this song, why you trying to figure out who what? God's already working it out. Everything in our life that's challenging us, God has already worked it out. So he says in his 18th verse, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Now, can I take a tour on your patience for a few minutes? Can we go to Philippians, the fourth chapter? We're gonna read the account of rejoicing in the Lord when your conditions are not favorable. Listen, you don't have to wait for you to have a pleasant condition to praise God. When you learn to praise God, when you are, God takes you to the next level. When you learn to praise God in trouble, God will deliver you out of trouble. But you have to learn to praise God. Well, this is the Apostle Paul. Paul at this time is in prison. And he's writing to encourage others. And he's in a very unfavorable place. He's in trouble. That's what we need to learn to do, saints of God. When we're in trouble, learn to encourage somebody else. Learn to encourage them. Amen. So let's go down. Let's just go right to the fourth verse of Philippians, the fourth chapter. So now we just read that Paul was one of the rabbis. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrew. So in Paul speaking, he's not speaking in Greek. His perspective is not a Greek perspective. So when Paul uses the word rejoice, we go back to Habakkuk to interpret what Paul is saying. So Paul is writing to jail. He said, I see about joy. He's writing to encourage others from jail, and he still got not just regular joy, he's jumping for joy. He has a celebration of joy. Where? In prison. Why? Because he was not focusing on his present condition, but he was looking to the God who's the author of his faith. So verse 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord.
Always.
He said, just in case you missed it, again, I say, rejoice. Let's get down. Now, let's keep going. He said, let your Paul said, I'm not rejoicing because of prison. He said, I'm rejoicing because of the Lord. So we need to listen. Anybody ever look at your bank account and your bank account ran backwards the other way? I mean, we live in the real world. You look at your bank account and say, whoa, what happened? Yesterday, this was here, something happened with the wrong way. That bank account should make you rejoice. Hallelujah. You have ever working with some family members and they go the wrong way? That shouldn't make you rejoice. Well, why am I rejoicing? I'm rejoicing because I'm in the Lord. And I know who God is. Listen, no matter how bad your situation is, if you're in the Lord, God can turn it around. I don't care what the world says. God can turn it around. Chapter, he said, I give you joy not as the world gives joy. He said, I give you joy that your joy may be
full.
So when you're in God, God will give you joy, but God can't make you take the joy. You have to accept the joy. So Paul is saying that I'm in prison, but I still got praise. I'm in prison, but I still got joy. If we, I'm going to just make reference to another book, but in the 16th chapter of Acts, God is mightily using Paul and Silas. Amen. They're delivering people. People are getting healed. Amen. And you would think that when you're doing something good for God, everybody will be excited. But the enemy calls a stir. And because the enemy calls a stir, calls trouble, the scripture lessons on that they beat Paul. Well, how do you get beat for doing something good, Paul? He said, I don't know, but I still got joy. So they beat Paul and Silas and put them in prison. Not only did they put them in prison, they said, we're going to make your life miserable. So they chained them to the stocks. Amen.
I'm coming to answer your call.
praise. God delivered somebody else this week from the pit of hell, didn't know who God was. But as he watched God move, anybody ever see God move? Anybody ever see God move today? Doctor said no, God said yes. Financial institution said no, God said yes. The boss said you'll never get the job, God said yes. They said you'll never get this, God said yes. But God said, I'm just good for your praise. I'm good for your joy. I'm good for your exaltation and your new one. You have to learn to praise God right where you are. And then God will take you higher. So great God does great things in the Holy Spirit. Great God does great things when we praise Him. He said, I don't know about the field, yelling at me, might not be no herd in the stall, and the flock might be cut off. Yet will I rejoice. Sisters and brothers, this week, whatever confronts you, praise God in the middle of it. Listen, you could be dealing with a policeman, and you haven't done nothing wrong, just start praising the Lord. Yes.
Oh, I can't do it, that's what you can't do it.
But Paul